Nolte, patriotic Americans cut the cable TV cord in record numbers this year. By John Nolte on May 6, 2019. Altogether, cord cutters cost the industry north of 1 million pay TV subscribers in Q1 after shedding 3.2 million subscribers through all of 2018, Variety reports. PTIG analyst Rich Greenfield called these results the worst multi-channel video quarter sub-loss quarter in history in a blog post this week, pointing to it as proof of his forecast of a notable acceleration in cord-cutting trends throughout 2019. Teehee. America's experts told you Donald Trump couldn't win, told you the economy was headed into recession, told you cord-cutting would slow down. America's experts are idiots. For those who don't know, cord-cutting is the term used for a household that cancels its satellite, for example DirecTV, or cable TV package. To keep things simple, I'm just going to use cable TV to describe both. Why is this important, you ask? Why should you care if households are canceling their cable packages? Well, as I have explained previously, cable TV is the rigged game that keeps left-wing Hollywood richer, and by extension, more powerful, than deserved. Cable TV is also an affirmative action plan for left-wing propaganda outlets like CNN, MSNBC, MTV, etc. that no one watches. The cable game is so rigged, even though fewer than 1 million people watch CNN, 90 million still subsidize it to the tune of about $10 a year. Multiply 90 million times $10 and you will see what I mean. It is that nearly $1 billion in unearned money coming in each year that keeps CNN and MSNBC, etc., on the air. Whether you watch or not, your cable bill subsidizes this crap, which means these outlets are not surviving on merit, but on the cable TV con game. There is no way CNN could survive on advertising dollars, merit, alone. And this is why those who cut the cord, as I did over 3 years ago, are great Americans doing God's work, and during the first quarter of 2019, a record number of households, a cool million, cut the cord, stopped being suckers, did the right thing for God and country. Just to be clear, I'm not calling for boycotts or blacklists. If you like CNN or MSNBC, by all means, keep right on paying for it. Godspeed. It's a free country. All I'm doing is informing the rest of you, the 89 million who do not watch CNN and still subsidize it, of how the cable TV game is rigged. But people are catching on. The news gets even better, but let me first do some splainin'. There are the suckers paying for cable TV. There are the suckers paying for satellite TV. And now we have a whole new group of suckers paying for skinny streaming bundles, which is the exact same thing as paying for cable TV. The good news is that people have. Over the past two quarter, 350,000 subscribers canceled their DirecTV Now packages and only 7,000 signed up for Sling TV. I had been concerned people would be conned into moving into these skinny bundles, and for a time they were, but those fears are now gone. Me? I have plenty to watch. Too much, in fact. I subscribe to Netflix, Amazon Prime, a British streaming service, install the roof antenna, and have my DVD collection. In fact, for a mere $28 a month, compared to the average $105 cable bill, I will never get to watch everything I want to watch. Oh, and except for the roof antenna channels, all my TV comes without commercials, those punishing 20 minutes of ads per hour you cable TV suckers pay for. You might hate Amazon and Netflix. You might have good reason to hate Amazon and Netflix, but at least they are surviving on merit. People pay for that service directly, which is how it's supposed to work. CNN is robbing 89 million of you, picking your pocket to fund propaganda determined to destroy everything you hold dear. If you don't think cord-cutting matters, read this. Here's my cord-cutting survival guide. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.